I mean, this is my personal opinion on basketball. Some of y'all might disagree, you know what I mean? But argue with your grandma. Flopping has ruined our game. Joel Embiid is a great player, one of the best bigs in basketball history. Flops. He know it. This ain't breaking news. This ain't, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Well, and now they're teammates. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Argue with your grandma.
Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, that'll be a fun question. I'm sure he gets his introductory press conference, which I expect would be next week. This is not the kind of trade you just like, oh, yeah, we'll see you in October or September for training camp.
Because we're getting ready for the weekend. It's about to be turned up in the city.
Yeah, this one should have a press conference next week. I can't wait. I can't believe the Sixers landed a player this good for that package. It is incredible. 215-592-9494. All right, let's quickly play a couple of clips of reaction from Boston, then we'll get to everyone's phone calls because you're going to want to hear this. You're going to want to hear the pain in their voices. Let's start Tony Maserati, 98.5, up in Boston. Hugh, here is him breaking the news and giving his initial take as the Celtics trade away Jaylen Brown.
Let me begin right here. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it with a freaking passion. This was a salary dump or a contract dump, or define it however you want. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is a ridiculous trade. Paul George is 36 years old, and to save 1 year of money, 1 year of money, Jimmy, is what you're telling me, that George is getting paid for the next two.
Yep.
Is there any sort of player option or anything after that?
Not that I'm seeing.
So the Celtics just traded a guy that they took with the number three pick in the draft, who's been here 10 years, who's MVP of the NBA Finals, wingman to Jason Tatum, if not his equal, pretty damn close. And they traded him to the Philadelphia 76ers for a 36-year-old guy who looks like he's getting near the end. There was a little bit of a resurgence there in the postseason. But a guy who's been a failure pretty much everywhere he's gone since he left Indiana. Two firsts and two seconds. I hate it.
Hugh, I think he hates it.
With the fire of a thousand suns, Joe.
Well, so that was their afternoon show. Let's hear their evening host, Joe Murray, last night, who was even more colorful in his description of the trade.
This was Jaylen effing Brown. NBA Finals MVP. All-star. One of the top 10 players in the league. A guy that was the alpha on the team. And you let him go for what? For what? Future money? You didn't have to trade him. You could have played at least till the trade deadline. See how it works. You could have moved them then. Nope. You moved them today for Paul George and two bad first-round picks and second-round picks. You had multiple options on how to handle Jaylen Brown, who, by the way, reportedly has never asked for a trade. If you wanted to move Jaylen Brown, you didn't have to do it today. You could have done it midseason. You could have done it before the trade deadline. You could have done it next season. You had 3 years to potentially do this, and you chose today, and you chose the 76ers, and you chose Paul George? This is a horrific trade. This is an absolute dump. You dumped one of the best players that you have seen in this organization.
I can't remember a trade, at least recently. You mentioned the Luka one. That's an interesting comp. But I like locally with one of our teams, Hugh, that on one side, the team that we acquired the player from, everyone's mad. Like every Celtics fan you hear, like those two, are losing their minds. And every Sixers fan, maybe there's a little like, hey, what's the other side of the story here? But for the most part, it's like, this is amazing. Like it seems so straightforward that they're upset and we're happy, and trades like that don't – usually you can kind of see the middle ground in both in a trade. Mm. Nobody sees it in this one.
Yeah, like I said, to me it's the Luka Doncic situation. It's the same thing.
But who called the favor? In the Sixers?
I think they did. I think they called in a marker. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. It's one of those things where you heard rumors about them thinking about moving on from Jaylen. And for us to get him, it had to be a favor. It had to be.
My theory is the ownership in Boston, it just doesn't want to pay the tax anymore, and they're capped out, and they just want to get ahead of this. But they made a bad trade. Like, there's two parts of it. One, I think there's a reason they did it. Then the second part is, I just think they made a bad trade. I mean, this trade is a joke for the Celtics, and it looks like it could be franchise-changing for the Sixers. Jeff in Wilmington's up. Let's react as the Sixers land Jaylen Brown from the Celtics. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff.
So I think Hugh was right. Hugh, you're right on this. There had to be I don't know all the ins and outs of the NBA trading and the, you know, all that stuff. But didn't they offer him up, Jalen up, in another trade, and the other team turned him down?
So the one that
they kind of had to do something.
Yeah, the one that was out there a few weeks ago was when they were trying to get Giannis before Giannis landed in Miami, that they were willing to trade Jalen. Like, and I can understand why their fans up there are losing their minds, right? Like, 2 weeks ago, it's like, would you trade him for Giannis? And now they ended up trading him for Paul George and a couple first-round picks.
That's where I think the Sixers took advantage of a situation where they're like, oh, well, they definitely want to get rid of him. So that gives us the advantage. Maybe we don't have to give up as much if they were looking to get rid of the guy. I don't know why they would. He seems like a pretty good player. So
he's an excellent
player. Did I hear that one guy in that soundbite say Joel Embiid is the best big man ever, or did he say one of the best?
No, Jalen Brown said that. I think he said one of the best.
That was Jalen Brown, yeah.
Yeah, when he was talking about
one of. Okay. Okay, that's true. One of the best, definitely.
Yep.
Not the best, for sure.
Right, right. Yeah, he's not that delusional. Yeah. But now, now they're teammates.
So, are we going to make a play for LeBron?
Yes.
You know what, Jeff?
And we should.
You know what, Jeff? That's what everybody's thinking. Nobody wants to say it because they don't want to jinx it. But, you know, that might be the one. We're just waiting to see what happens.
Oh. I would. I mean, why not? If it's not going to cost much, if it's just a signing, a free agent signing, well, I would, man. What the heck?
Well, of course, I mean, you know? A basketball perspective, it's perfect now, right? You have your two guards. You have your three in Brown. Obviously, LeBron could play the four, and then you have Embiid. I mean, Jeff, good phone call. Yes. Hugh, I do have – do you want to hear the Kalshi percentages on LeBron's next team?
Let me see them. Let me hit them. Let me go ahead.
All right. The favorite, the highest percentage, 38%, the Cleveland Cavaliers, as he would go home again.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, the Golden State Warriors at 31%, then the Miami Heat at 16%, and then fourth, Hugh, on the list of LeBron's next team, your Philadelphia 76ers.
Hey, it might happen.
Well, I mean, look, I'll put it this way. It's still probably a long shot, but 6% isn't 1%. Like, they are fourth on the list. And Tony Jones for The Athletic last night reported that the Sixers have reached out to LeBron James. If his goal, like, I don't know what he wants, right? I don't know if he wants to just go home, if he wants to play with Steph, if he wants to do a documentary. I don't know what his objective is. If his objective is to win next season, then the Sixers have a spot and a team that fits him. I mean, from a basketball perspective, of course I want LeBron James. Zach is in Princeton. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, guys? First-time caller. I was just hoping to give my input on this trade. And I think from a value perspective and, like, why we're all so excited about this is that when you look at it at face value, it looks like we just absolutely fleeced the Celtics, which is true. It's absolutely true, but my concern and why I think we should be cautiously optimistic is it feels like having all these ball-dominant players with Maxey, with Brown, with Embiid, even Edgecombe last year liked having the ball in his hands, but he's going to have to play a different role. We're going to need players to make sacrifices of some sort to make this all work together. And I just, like, when I look at the last four teams that won a championship being Denver, OKC, Boston, and the Knicks, they were all kind of comprised of complementary pieces around a star or two. And it feels like, especially with Embiid slowing down Maxey and, you know, some of the analytics with Brown in Boston is that when he was on the floor, they were worse these past couple of years. So I'm excited from a value perspective. I get to be delusional again as a fan, but I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on the fit with all these ball-dominant players together and, like, how likely you think it is that these guys are willing to make sacrifices for the greater good of the team.
Zach, I think it's a good question, and I think you're right about the way the NBA has went. Zach, we appreciate the call. Call again. He's not wrong in the way the league has moved, right? It's moved away from two or three dominant ball dominant stars,
it's
and
more
then
of a,
scrubs
a team
more of team
basketball.
Like, even
yeah,
like,
team basketball.
Let's just go to the team that most recently won a few weeks ago, the Knicks, right? The whole thing revolves around Brunson, and then everyone else just kind of does their role.
But there were other elements and aspects of that team that made it go.
Yeah, but those guys understood their role as Brunson's going to get the ball and have the ball 40 or 50% of the time, and you get your shots when you get them. I think what he's saying is Maxey is now used to having a big role. Brown just had a year where he was the sun and the moon and the stars of the Celtics. And obviously Joel has been the main guy for a lot of years. So if it's going to work, and I think it will, someone has to sacrifice, right? Like there's not enough shots for them all to have as many as they've had at their peak. So that's, but look, it can work. I mean, basketball history is littered with these kind of teams. Now, this era is a little different, but littered with these kind of, I mean, when the Heat were put together, right? LeBron was his own team. Mm-hmm. Wade was his own team. Bosch was his own team, and they sacrificed. Bosch was the one that sacrificed the most. You go back in the day when the Rockets put together, you know, Barkley going with Drexel and Olajuwon. Like, there's many examples of teams having superstars, and they sacrifice for the greater good. So it can happen. There probably will be an adjustment period.
I look at it like this because of what I've seen in the past with the Sixers. Maxey does a good job, in my opinion, of adjusting to whatever's asked of him. I don't think he's in a position right now, even though he is a star, he's a rising star, him or VJ, I don't think they're in a position right now where they feel like they could say, well, hey, this is my squad. I think, to be honest, coming in, out the gate, this is Jaylen Brown's squad now. I think when you talk about how decorated he is, he has the hardware, and he's a guy that I feel like with the ball in his hand, he's going to make everybody else better. Because you talk about Maxey and last year, how he was leading the league in minutes played. Now you have another player on the court that takes some of that pressure off of Maxey. He can still do his thing, but he doesn't have that kind of pressure because I feel like in listening to Spike and Ike and those guys, shout out to the afternoon show, talking about him, it was one of those things where he had moments where he had the lead and he just couldn't get the job done. Now you got somebody that – now you got Batman. Because I guess in this iteration of the Sixers, he was more Nightwing than Batman. You know what I mean? Nightwing was cool. Nightwing got the job done. See, I'm trying – for all my DC comic nerds out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Nightwing was a pretty good fighter. He grew up – he was Robin at one time. Uh-huh. He grew up and he became, you know, his own thing.
Right.
But he wasn't Batman. You know what I mean? So now we got Batman. Yep. We got Batman and Nightwing. And then we got VJ. He can be Robin. You know what I mean? So now we got some people. Max gets it. Max knows what I'm talking about.
I do think the VJ as Robin thing, that works.
But
he's young.
Yeah, Maxey's Nightwing.
Who's Joel?
Never mind. I'm gonna keep that one to myself.
Okay. I thought you had another.
I did,
character.
But I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave that.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing, baby?
Will, what's up?
I'm pretty happy right now, man. Listen, you done went to the team that knocked y'all out in the playoffs. That was a great pickup, man. I just want to say this. I'm cool with the pitch that we gave off because we still own the 2029 top three protected, you know, trade with the picks with the Clippers. So we pretty good on that tip, right?
I was trying to read through how this is going to work. That 28 pick, it could end up being the Clippers pick. It's going to be, I think Boston gets to pick the better of the Clippers pick or our pick that year. So we probably gave away the Clippers pick. But, I mean, if you're going to give away that pick, you want to get a player like Brown back. So I'm okay with it.
Right. Me too. And I just want to say this. Listen, Josh Harris. You got the bread, baby. Go ahead and go after LeBron. Because if you got LeBron, you got Maxey, you got Brown, Dean Wade, and B ain't going to have no choice but to play down low now. Because we're going to have shooters. So maybe that will make him go back in the paint and stay in the paint. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, man, these two guys, and I think all our teams, man, when they change the GMs and everything, man, these guys coming in, knowing what the team needs and going right after them and getting them, man. And this is what I'm loving about all our Philly teams, man. All of them is doing it and making the changes that they need to be made to make our teams better, man. And I'm loving all the Philadelphia teams. And guess what, man? This was a big pickup. And I love Brown being here. And guess what? Anytime we play the Celtics, you know he's going straight in and cooking them. So
well, that's
man.
True, Will. That's Will. That's a really good point. I mean, Hugh and Will, good phone call. We're gonna get a highly motivated player. We're talking about a guy that gave the Celtics basically a decade of really good basketball, won a Finals MVP, and they traded him to a rival. Like Jaylen Brown strikes me as someone who probably takes criticism to heart, probably kind of channels when people doubt him. It seems like that's kind of his personality. We're going to get a very motivated player. Like to me, he's going to come here and try to shove it to the Celtics. Like you didn't just trade me. You traded me to the Sixers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crazy part about it. You don't trade a good player in the division. You know, and then to your immediate rival.
Who just beat you in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
The only time you do that, I mean, when you said that, the first thing I thought of was Donovan, right? But the Eagles had a feeling Donovan was about to be done, and they were right. Like, you're right. You typically don't see players in their prime traded within their own division. It's very rare. I mean, let alone their own, you know, conference, but the division even more on top of it. Giancarlo's in Sicklerville. What's up, Giancarlo?
How's it going, you guys? How's your guys this morning?
We're doing well. I mean, Jaylen Brown is a Sixer. Giancarlo, what do you think about it?
Jaylen Brown is a Philadelphia 7. Oh, I love it. I mean, you get rid of that Paul George contract for essentially what you give up a first-round pick. Since what did Bobby Marks say? We were going to have to give up a first anyway to get off that Paul George deal. And I just saw something just recently that the original asking price for the Celtics was 5 first-round picks, Paul George, and VJ Edgecombe for Jaylen Brown. I just got to give credit to Mike Gansey, like, to be able to stick with the negotiations and bring that price down. Like, all credit to him. What do you guys think of him as his first month on the job and impressive resume so far, to say the least?
I would say, Giancarlo, if I'm giving him a grade for his first month, it's an A. I mean,
he moved the meter.
I like the draft pick of Filon, and we'll see what he becomes.
He's
a kid,
Filon.
But this trade, you're right, Filon. Giancarlo. To go from that asking price, hey, if you want Jaylen Brown, it's VJ and all these picks, and we'll just keep George in there for the salary swap. To get it down to this, Hugh, that's an incredible job by Mike.
Yeah, no question about it. And to stick with it, like they were talking about how you stuck with it and you still were making phone calls and you were just making sure that, you know, everything was cool, and then it just worked out in your favor.
Yeah, Giancarlo, good phone call. The other thing I think about is sometimes aggressiveness wins in sports. Sometimes patience wins, right? Like, patience can win. And I think
stall them out, Debo.
Well, think about this. Think about all the other teams that made moves in the last couple of weeks, right? This is the time the NBA things move fast. You know, LaMelo Ball, right? The Timberwolves traded for LaMelo Ball, right? So that took them basically out of this kind of thing because they used all their assets on that player.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time to be aggressive, but if you wait everybody else out and everybody else spends all their money or all their assets, their picks, whatever, you might be the only one left at the table. Like, I wonder if the Sixers looked around and were like, how many offers do the Celtics have? Like, they could kind of look at the league and kind of see, all right, that team used all their picks here. That team's capped out. Maybe Gansey and Bob Myers were like, they don't have a better offer. Let's just leave it at this. Leave it at Paul George and the picks and see what they say.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just thought about something. That's just like, you know, a bad analogy. Like, at the end of the night, the person at the end of the bar, last person there, be like, hey, you ain't going to do no better than what you're doing right now.
You have no other option.
You got to go ahead and do what you got to do.
Now, why that person has no other option,
I don't know. But it's the only option you got left.
And maybe you don't even want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. But it's like, you know, at least you know you ain't going home by yourself.
Well, I didn't play with guys.
That was good timing. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and
be
schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Well, you actually won't be here all week.
No, we about to, like, today, we kind of mailing it in a little bit.
No, mailing it in?
It's an easy show.
Speak for yourself, bud.
It's an easy show.
Well, speaking of, it's not mailing in. It's not just an easy show. It's a fun show.
He said speak for yourself. Kyle, you sound like you banged up already. Stop it.
Huh?
Nah. Kyle's working tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow, dude.
Is it
the Kyle and Buzz show tomorrow?
That's right.
Oh, that should be awesome.
Uh-oh. All right. Let's get to our Twitter question.
You guys going
to
call in?
I will. It might not be coherent, but I'll call in.
All the better.
At 10 a.m.?
Yeah, it might, you know.
Well, yeah, 10 a.m. should be fine. Maybe by 2 p.m. Get that call in early.
I know. Well, you're always very coherent. We're on the air anyway. So.
Every day.
I can't.
All right, what's your reaction to the Jaylen Brown trade? Hugh, 4 options. Love it. Like it. Skeptical. Don't like it.
Love it. 100%.
No, there's nothing ever 100% with our audience. 78% love it. 11% like it. 9% live in that just have to doubt something world.
Well,
skeptical.
That's kind of like you were there a little bit this morning.
Right, I'll say this. 90% of me is just thrilled.
Hey, okay, what happened? What's wrong with it?
10% of me is like, well, wait.
Wait a minute, what's wrong with it?
Why? You know, like, 10% of me wonders if he's going to show up to the press conference in a cast next week. And, like, there's something about
him. It's going to be like, I knew it. You're going to be like, I knew it. I knew it. Yeah. Okay, I knew it.
I'm in, like, the what's the catch camp, too. But here's the thing. I don't even really care if it doesn't work out. Like, I'm just glad that our front office finally did something outside the box, like, creative, something, like, stunning and fun. Like, I don't know. Like, I think maybe I'm just at that spot with the Sixers where I'm just glad that I have something to be excited about.
So what you just said, I think our last caller was mentioning like almost the pros and the cons.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the price, even if you do wonder like, hey, maybe the numbers said he wasn't quite as great as the perceptions. Okay. Maybe he has played a lot of minutes and he's about to be 30. All right. Maybe his next 5 years won't be all NBA, but just rather good, all-starish.
Yeah.
Hugh, even if all those things are true, or even if there is some reason to have some skepticism about his next 4 or 5 years, you still make the trade, right? Like, think about what they traded. This isn't them giving up their next 6 first-round picks. They didn't give up VJ. Then it would have been more of like a, hold on. Are we sure we want to do this? It's Paul George and a couple first-round picks. Like, even Kyle with the fair skepticism or fair questions, it's still a good trade.
Yeah, and not only that, you also have your young guys that can still grow. You still have a young core.
Well, you did. I mean, the fact that VJ, like, if you had told me they got Jaylen Brown this offseason, if you'd said that to me 2 weeks ago, Joe, they're getting Jaylen Brown, I would have said that meant they traded VJ, right?
Like, somebody going.
I wouldn't have anticipated they could have gotten him without that. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Joe, I love it. 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 Boston sucks. They're incompetent. They're idiots. I love this. I can't believe it. I didn't believe it when I saw it. Had to research it. They have made the Sixers relevant in one move. They went from a fallen star to a shooting star, and this is phenomenal news for this organization. It's made them relevant in Philadelphia sports, and I don't see a downside unless he got mauled by a lion on a safari that we don't know about, and I don't think that happened.
Yeah, barring that, it's an incredible trade. When was the last time, David, we said all these things about the Sixers? Smart, forward-thinking, they nailed it. Like, this doesn't happen very often with this team.
I don't remember ever, I don't think. Like, I was waiting for 5 years before I really started investing back into Sixers because I was like, it's going to take that long to get the hinky trash out. And now all of a sudden it's like, geez, they did it in one move, you know? So this is, I mean, I don't see where this is could end badly. And now they got to get LeBron, and they should call LeBron up and say, hey, buddy, we'll take Bronny too. He'll look good as a blue coat. And you take Bronny, you'll definitely get LeBron.
You know what? David, there are crazier thoughts than swapping a second-round pick to the Lakers right now for Bronny to entice LeBron to come. I mean, now we're starting to think.
We're doing the most.
Well,
that is crazy.
Hold on.
I'm not against it.
What's
I'm not
the worst that happens? Bronny sits on the bench all year?
No, I'm not against it. I'm just saying. That's crazy. But, I mean, you know, that's the position you're in because – you know, you're talking about
in for a penny, in for a pound. Let's go.
In contention, yeah.
Let's go. All right, 215-592-9494. Plus, it'd be fun to see how upset Kyle got if they traded a pick for Bronny just to entice LeBron to come. I mean, that to me would be funny. All your phone calls coming up. We'll
Real
get
funny.
To everyone. Also, we have to get to Philly's won last night. Great night for Trey Turner, who is on fire now. Zach Wheeler, not his best night. A shorter start. And boy, he was not happy with the manager, with Don Mattingly, after the game. We'll let you hear what happened with those two last night when Wheeler was pulled. All your phone calls on Jaylen Brown. Plus, you know what we got to do right now? It's a shorter show, so we got to give away right now for you. We have a pair of tickets to the HBCU.
Hughes close?
No. Not today.
You wish, bud.
The vibe of this show is too good to throw Hughes Clues in there today. On a holiday? Come on now. All right.
Rent-free.
We have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic coming up Friday, July 10th, a week from tomorrow, right here at Citizens Bank Park, 7 p.m. is the game. We're going to send you there. Caller number 2 right now to 445-544-8300. Caller number 2, 445-544-8300 wins the pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic. All your calls on Jaylen Brown, and we'll get to the Mattingly and Wheeler thing as well. Midday Show, live from Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I got a PSA for everybody. You know when you got that notification on your phone that Jaylen Brown just got traded to the Sixers for Paul freaking George and how extremely happy you were? That's going to be how happy you are when you upgrade your yard with Turf Tech. And even though it's hot as hell outside today, you're still probably going to want to slip outside just to admire and soak in that beautiful Turf Tech lawn. What is Turf Tech, you ask? Well, that's the Delaware Valley's leader in premium artificial grass. It's realistic, low-maintenance turf for homes, pet areas, playgrounds, and commercial spaces. Homeowners, contractors, landscapers can shop premium turf with competitive pricing and fast pickup or delivery. Visit turftech.com. That's TURFTEK.com. Turf Tech, happiness starts from the ground up.